This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Today's program has some births and some deaths and a grab bag, as I usually do. I'd like to start with Lewis Smith. He came and he went. He was a brilliant trumpet player and didn't stay in the business that long. I was always very excited about his playing, and I know some others that were. Cannonball Adderley is here to play his alto saxophone. Duke Jordan, piano. Doug Watkins on bass and Art Taylor on the drums. And two for Blue Note 1957, both written by Smith. Brill's Blues and South Side.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Lewis Smith Quintet, 1957, Blue Note Records. His trumpet, Cannonball Adderley's alto saxophone, Duke Jordan piano, Doug Watkins bass, Art Taylor on the drums, two by Smith, Brill's Blues and Southside. Lewis Smith right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
The Boeing Company, in support of Maryhill Museum of Art, celebrating 70 years of art in Northwest history. Works by Auguste Rodin, artifacts from the palaces of Queen Marie of Romania, a sculpture garden, and views of the gorge. Info at maryhillmuseum.org.
Now I'd like to do something for Lena Horn. She passed through last Sunday, age 92. I saw her in person a couple of times and, of course, watched her in movies, listened to her on records. I brought two of my favorites, both from the same year, a matter of fact, 1941. First up, from a V-disc, that's a victory disc from World War II time, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra with Lena singing with them. And the composition, written in 1931 by Russ Colombo and Clarence Gaskill with Leo Robin doing the lyric, is Prisoner of Love.
Thank you.
Lynn Horne in 1941 for V-Disc with Teddy Wilson's orchestra, and Prisoner of War, of Love, excuse me. Maybe that was closer to the truth. Emmett Berry, trumpet, and Benny Morton on the trombone. Jimmy Hamilton, you might remember that name from Ellington's band, playing the clarinet. Wilson and his elegant, beautiful piano work. Johnny Williams bass, J.C. Hurd on drums. Now next, Lena with Artie Shaw and his orchestra, same year, 1941. This for Victor Records. Shaw, clarinetist and arranger of this. This is Don't Take Your Love From Me, a beauty by Henry Nemo. Henry Red Allen, I think it's about the only time he was in the band, and he plays beautifully on the opening of this, on his trumpet. Jimmy Shirley's guitar solo, Shaw's clarinet, and Sonny White on piano, with Lena singing, Don't Take Your Love From Me. Artie Shaw, his orchestra, and as he was doing, experimenting with things like string quartet and more, he used the harpsichord and all. Lena Horne with him. 1941, Victor Records, Don't Take Your Love From Me, written by Henry Nemo, and a fine arrangement by Shaw of that. Henry Red Allen's trumpet work, guitar work by Jimmy Shirley, piano of Sonny White. And for her, from me, Earl Garner, 1957. For Lena Horne, that was Errol Garner, 1957 for Columbia Records, solo piano, Don't Take Your Love From Me. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
STG, presenting the third annual collaboration of Mark Morris Dance Group and Seattle Symphony with a Tudor Choir, featuring the music of Vivaldi, Bach, and Haydn, May 21st through 23rd at the Paramount Theater. Tickets available at stgpresents.org. Pratt Fine Arts Center in Central Seattle, announcing Spring into Art, June 11th through 19th. A series of mini-classes for artists of all levels in printmaking, jewelry, sculpture, glass, and more. Learn more at pratt.org. Pratt, the place to make art since 1976.
Now, Eddie Burt, who was born this day, 1922. And this is a record for Jazztone Society in 1955. With him, Jerome Richardson, flute and tenor, Vinnie Dean on alto saxophone, Hank Jones piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, O.C. Johnson on the drums. The first, written by Burton Lane in 1940, is a classic called I Hear Music. And the second one, written by Bert, Cardboard Coffee.
Oh, Thank you.
Happy birthday to Eddie Burt, wherever he is. He was born this day, 1922, and performed there for Jazztown Society, 1955. His septet, Jerome Richardson on flute and tenor, Vinnie Dean alto saxophone, Hank Jones piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, O.C. Johnson on the drums. I Hear Music, written by Burton Lane, and Cardboard Coffee by Eddie Burt. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Al Hibbler, 1961 for Reprise Records, arrangements by Gerald Wilson. When the Sun Comes Out, written 1940 by Harold Arlen, Ted Kohler. Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, written 1919 by Clarence Williams and Charles Warfield.
When the sun comes out and that rain stops beating on my window pane, when the sun comes out, there'll be bluebirds round my door singing like they did before. That old storm broke out, and my gal walked off and left me in the rain. Though she's gone, I doubt if she'll stay away for good. I'd stop living if she should. Love is funny, it's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looks bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. I'll never be the same till that sun comes out and that rain stops beating on my window pane. If my heart holds out, let it rain or let it pour, it may not be long before there's a knocking at my door. Then you know the one I love walked in when the sun comes come on. You know your daddy's all alone. I've tried in vain. Never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart. But that will never make us part. 'Cause every hour in the day, you can hear me tell you, oh baby, come on home. Baby, won't you please come on home? never no more. Take all your name. When you left, you broke my heart. But that will never make us part. 'Cause every hour in the day, you can hear me tell you, oh baby, come on home, I need your loving, oh baby, come on home.
The set started with Al Hibbler, 1961, for Reprise Records. Gerald Wilson's arrangements for him. When the Sun Come Out and Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Then I chased Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, written by Clarence Williams and words by Charles Warfield, with Miles Davis from his Seven Steps to Heaven album for Columbia, recorded in Hollywood 1963. Miles trumpet and Victor Feldman piano, Ron Carter bass and Frank Butler drums, and then probably the original. 1923, Bessie Smith for Columbia with the composer Clarence Williams at the piano, and Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Keystone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard window and door products. Owner Mishan Rhodes offers customers personal attention in three ways. She oversees every job, offers design consultation, and uses only her own employees for installation. Info at KeystoneWindows.com.
I'd like to chase two different clarinetists for two renditions apart, a piece, I should say. Buddy DeFranco Quartet, 1953 for Norgrand, with Kenny Drew on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. One Drew wrote called Left Field, and one DeFranco wrote called Buddy's Blues. Then for Dot Records, Pee Wee Russell, 1959, and his Pee Wee's Blues, and also his Oh Yes. With him, Buck Clayton trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Bud Freeman tenor, Dick Carey piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Bill Takis on bass, and George Wetling on drums.
Thank you.
Two clarinetists, starting with Buddy DeFranco, 1953 for Norgran Records, with Kenny Drew, piano, Milt Hinton, bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Left Field, written by Drew, and Buddy's Blues by DeFranco. And then for Dot Records, Pee Wee Russell, his clarinet, 1959, with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Bud Freeman, tenor, Dick Carey, piano, Eddie Condon, guitar, Bill Takis on bass, George Wetling, drums, and two by Pee Wee, Pee Wee's Blues, and Oh Yes. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, Tacoma, offering a UW degree in Tacoma for freshmen, transfers, and graduate students. Learn more about UW Tacoma's bachelor's and master's degree programs at an open house Thursday, May 20th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Details at tacoma.washington.edu.
KCTS 9, presenting Frontline, The Wounded Platoon, a powerful portrait of what multiple tours in Iraq and post-traumatic stress are doing to a generation of young American soldiers. Tuesday, May 18th at 9 p.m. Info at kcts9.org.
This day in 1953, Django Reinhardt died at the age of 43. And I brought four things for you to enjoy from a 10-inch London LP I have. This material is the Quintet of the High Club of France, 1938-1939. It's the working band for Django Reinhardt, pretty much, most of his life. And it was part of the Hot Club in France. That is, you like hot music. Okay, you like sweet music, whatever your likes. For those of you that like hot music, and you could translate, I suppose, that into jazz. And that was the place to go. Wherever the meetings were, quite often this group would be there, and it would have been something to hear. We will hear Three Little Words, written by Harry Ruby, Nocturne by Grappelli and Reinhardt, Daphne by Reinhardt and Grappelli, and Hot Club Strut, written by them. And if my memory serves correctly, on Nocturne, the second, it's just the two of them, Stephen Grappelli on violin and Django Reinhardt on guitar. And as I said, in 1953, Django died at age 43. In memory of Django Reinhardt, who died this day in 1953, that was the quintet of the Hot Club of France. Some of those from 1938 and some from 1939. We heard Three Little Words, Nocturne, Daphne, and H.C.Q. Strut, Hot Club Quintet Strut. Django Reinhardt. Mavis Rivers wants to come in and sing for you from 1961, Reprise Records, and arrangements for her by Marty Paich.
Jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose.
When there it is, day in, day out.
you and to me, the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when there it is? Day in, day out. While frost glistens on my windowpane, wood fires burn upon the hill, leaves turn rust, and I must sing a love song I remember still. It steals across my pillow, as soft as the willow, the wisp. And in its song there is sadness, because there's no you. The sighing, for summer is dying, they know that in my heart there's no gladness, because there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds hover, and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the world. Again, we'll kiss and recapture the summertime rapture we knew. And from that day, nevermore will I say there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds hover, and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the world. It's spring, we'll meet again. We'll kiss and recapture the summertime rapture we knew.
Mavis Rivers, 1961 for Reprise Records. The orchestra's Marty Paich, and the arrangements are by him also. Honeysuckle Rose, written by Fats Waller, and the lyric by Andy Razaf. Stu Williamson, valve trombone, soloist, and Jack Sheldon, trumpet. Day In, Day Out, written by pianist Rube Bloom. Lyric by Johnny Mercer. Bud Shank's alto and Jack Sheldon's trumpet. There's No You, Hal Hopper. Lyric by Tom Adey. And piano throughout by Marty Page. Mavis Rivers. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Marian McPartland now. Those of you longtime listeners to the station know her name, listen to her program, Piano Jazz. And I brought a record that she made in 1951 in Boston at George Wein's Storyville Club there. With her, Eddie Safransky, string bass, and Don Lamond on drums. Clay Boland's Gypsy in My Soul, and Harry Link and Jack Strachey's These Foolish Things.
Jam Session at Storyville, starring the coolest trio in the history of Boston Jam Sessions. A large statement, but an accurate one. On drums, one of the major influences in modern jazz drumming, Don Lamond. On bass, on loan from Arturo Toscanini, Eddie Safransky. And on piano, the paradigm of modern jazz pianist, Marian Page McPartland. Opening with Gypsy in My Soul. Continuing with Jam Session at Storyville, Marion Page, Don LeMond, Eddie Safransky, and These Meshuggah Things Remind Me of You.
Well, that's Mary Emmett Partland 59 years ago at George Wein's Storyville Club in Boston for Savoy Records. Eddie Safransky's with her on bass and Don Lemon on drums. Gypsy and My Soul, written by Clay Boland, and These Foolish Things by Harry Link and Jack Strachey. I want to stay at Storyville Club before I get into the birthday celebration for Woody Herman. This is the same year. I don't know if it's earlier or later. It's still 1952. It's still Savoy Records. And it's Wild Bill Davison on cornet, Eddie Hubble trombone, Frank Chase on clarinet, George Wein, the owner of the place, playing piano, John Field, string bass, and John Vine on drums.
George Wein presents Jazz at Storyville with Wild Bill Davison. This is a standard called at the Jazz Band Ball. Thank you. Wild William Davison and Memphis Blues.
from Boston at the Storyville Club, George Wein's club there. 1951, Wild Bill Davison, his cornet and his band. Eddie Hubble playing trombone, Frank Chase clarinet, George Wein at the piano, John Field bass, and John Vine on drums at the Jazz Band Bowl, and Memphis Blues. Memphis Blues. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Children's Hospital, where doctors and nurses provided nearly $100 million in uncompensated care to families last year, thanks in part to generous donors in the community. Information at seattlechildrens.org.
Keystone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard window and door products. Owner Michan Rhodes offers customers personal attention in three ways. She oversees every job, offers design consultation, and uses only her own employees for installation. Info at KeystoneWindows.com.
Now, the last part of the program will be a celebration of the birthday of Woody Herman, clarinetist, alto saxophonist, vocalist, and bandleader. He was born in Milwaukee this day, 1913. Now, there's lots of stuff I could have picked out for him, but I decided just to let the band play, and I'll talk about the tunes and who was soloing. Because the people that play are the people that say what this art is. Also, Woody Herman had a band for 50 years. I'll repeat that, 50 years. Now, that's entertaining for 50 years, almost every night, sometimes during the day, consulting with composers and arrangers and talking with musicians and so on, and being on the road, going from one city to another. Now, you think about the great arts that we have, and how many people have held together an ensemble of artists for 50 years and made people happy. Think about that. Okay? It's unusual. It happened other places in this art. Woody Herman, 1954 for Capitol Records. Wild Apple Honey. Woody wrote this, arranged it. The tenors in order, Bill Perkins and Dick Hafer, and the bass trumpet, Cy Tuff. The trumpet player is Charlie Walpe, and Woody Herman on clarinet.
Bow, bow!
Oh,
Woody Herman, 1954 for Capitol Records, and Wild Apple Honey, written by him and arranged for the band. Bill Perkins, Dick Hafer, tenors, bass trumpet, Cy Tuff, trumpet, Charlie Wolp, and Woody on clarinet. Two now for you to hear Woody on his alto saxophone, Strange, written by Marvin Fisher and John Latouche, and arranged by Ralph Burns, Woody's alto, and Dick Kenny's trombone, and Burns' Misty Morning, with the alto of Woody Herman and the tenor of Bill Perkins. Woody Herman, on his birthday, born this day in Milwaukee in 1913, there in 1954 for Capitol Records, and a chance to hear him on alto, Strange, an arrangement by Ralph Burns, and Misty Morning, Burns' composition, with Woody on alto and Bill Perkins' tenor. Manny Album steps up to arrange for the band now in a clever use of the words and the sounds of Herman's first name. Manny calls this Would He, W-O-U-L-D-H-E, ? Bass trumpet of Cy Tuft, the tenor of Bill Perkins, the clarinet of Woody. And then an old one, way back, 1923, Earl Liebig wrote Sleep. Gives us a chance to hear Jack Nimitz on his baritone saxophone, Perkins tenor, and Nat Pierce on piano, the rhythm section, I should mention. Nat Pierce piano, Red Kelly on bass, and Chuck Flores on the drums. Woody Herman and his orchestra, 1954, for Capitol Records, and Would He and Sleep. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pratt Fine Arts Center in Central Seattle, offering classes for all ages and abilities, including sculpture, jewelry, and drawing. Information and registration for summer art classes at pratt.org. Pratt Fine Arts, the place to make art since 1976.
Continuing a little bit with this birthday celebration of Woody Herman, Billy May comes in with a chart for the band, and he calls it La Cucaracha Mambo, and gives Woody a chance to play his clarinet.
Thank you.
Woody Herman, born this day in Milwaukee, 1913, there, 1954 for Capitol Records. And a wonderful set. La Cucaracha Mambo, Billy May. Ill Wind, arranged by Ralph Burns, written by Harold Arland. Boo Hoo, written by Carmen Lombardo, arranged by Nat Pierce, the pianist in the band. And a rare one by Harold Arlen, the same fellow that brought you Over the Rainbow. This one's called Hittin' the Bottle. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. My pleasure to be with you, and thanks for being out there.